Welcome back to part 4 of our informational interview with Mary Fagnano.
Everything breaks down around lack of communication.
Yeah.
To be able to be straightforward, to be able to share good news as well as bad news, everything can be fixed. I look at it that way. There's always a solution. So I encourage everyone that works with us to be open and communicate if there's something you're struggling with, even if it's your own time management. And, you know, with work study students, they've got school, they've got, you know, sometimes some family obligations, and then, you know, taking on a responsibility to do something like this, to be at a high school off campus. So I always say, please always communicate everything. If you have a sixth sense, and I don't know how you bring this up in an interview with someone, but there's that gut feeling that you know if something isn't right, and that you can just say, you know, I'm feeling that maybe the students aren't understanding something. And then we can find out, okay, let's have that conversation and let's see what it is that they need. Because it's really providing the need. So communication, openness, being in tune with, you know, kind of everybody's moods and needs is super important in this job, at least. But I also feel like detail. I'm just going to, so this is a little word of advice for all your students who are sending resumes.
Love it. Love this.
I was reading a resume and it said, I paid attention to detail, PAYED.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's it. You just see that one thing and you go, I can't read this resume.
Yeah.
So everything, you know, the detail, it's what makes you look professional. What is what makes you show you care.
Yeah. And especially when they're saying they pay attention to detail.
Exactly. I mean, it was like, of all things, I almost like feel like I want to blow that up and like put it on a little poster or something. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, God bless them. That is, you know, I know you're a freshman, you're applying, you're new to this, but have somebody else read it.
Yes, please. Somebody come talk to me.
There you go. Every single department at USC has a career office. And
yes.
And people like you, John, who are more than happy to take a look at a resume, and we'll see those little things. So paying attention to detail when you write, I always feel like we need to model best practices in all ways, because we're working with high school students.
Yes.
And we want them, and these are all students from low-income communities that are aspiring to go to college. And we want them to have the absolute best opportunity to get into the college of their dreams, USC.
Yeah. Right?
And so we know how particular USC is in their application process. So we feel like if we model this good behavior, if we model the best practices of how to communicate, even when we're texting, and I know that sounds odd, but we're texting for professional reasons. There's one way to text when you text to your friends. Do whatever you want, abbreviations, no complete sentences, fine. But if you're texting to a boss or to a coworker, it should have a professional tone to it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Sadly, Mary, we are coming to the end of our time today. I just want to ask, any final words of wisdom, whether it's in the nonprofit sphere or just life wisdom, that you can impart to our listeners?
Well, I wish that I'd known that there were careers in nonprofit a long time ago, because it is an incredibly fulfilling field to be in. Not an easy one, but incredibly fulfilling. So I would highly encourage students to consider looking into the world of nonprofit. You may not realize how many opportunities there are, whether you're in design, writing, business, so many different channels in nonprofit to follow, yeah, as well as just service, being out there in the front lines. So I think that is my final parting words is, please do consider the world of nonprofit, and please do follow Thrive and Joy on mm-hmm. Instagram, Thrive and Joy TJNFF, to see what we're doing and hopefully inspire those students to look at other nonprofits as well as ours to consider future careers.
Again, thank you so much, Mary, for joining us here on Ask John. We loved having you. All of your words of wisdom have been fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, John. It was truly an honor to be able to be with you today.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. That's why we're doing this whole thing. For more career information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu/careerpathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to Ask John.